Company with God. I borrowed this title from a book I read many years ago titled The Jesus I Never Knew by Philip Yancey. I didn't remember much about the book. I read it because of the title. Like many of you, I am on a search for the real Jesus that lives beyond all the endless stereotypes and caricatures that seem to hold sway in the minds of so many. Having some understanding of the differing names and titles of God in the Scripture has helped me in knowing Him. The Lord's name represents His character, attributes, and nature. His name is a statement of who He is. Needless to say, the Lord has many names, and each one reveals something of His love, power, and purpose towards us. Those who opposed Jesus also called Him names, some very ugly names. They too are recorded in the Bible to help us discover His authentic character. What the enemy meant for evil with the insulting, ugly name-calling can actually help in our search for the real Jesus. Matthew 11:19. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, "Look, a glutton and a wine-bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." But wisdom is justified by her children. They called Him a glutton. Of course, Jesus was not a glutton in the derogatory way in which the word is typically used. According to the dictionary, a glutton is someone who is excessively fond or always eager for something. It's normally associated with a person who overeats a lot. Gluttony is a form of pleasure. We overeat because overeating gives us enjoyment. If we can look beyond the ugliness of the word, I believe we can see a Jesus that was excessive about the Father, the Holy Spirit, and people. Jesus was never satisfied with status quo in His worship and relationship with His Father. He was passionate for His Father's house, John 2:17. If He were to worship with us, He would be the most extravagant and boisterous one in the house. He would be the first one to reach out to the sick, hurting, and lonely. Jesus is a very extravagant person. They also called Him a wine bibber. According to the dictionary, a bibber is someone who excessively drinks a particular drink. In other words, they were accusing Jesus of being a drunk. He wasn't a drunk, but He likely acted like a man under the influence. People who are slightly under the influence do not seem to have a care in the world. They are free from worry, fretfulness, fear, and on and on. They do not care what anyone thinks. Studies have shown that intoxicated people are more intuitive and less afraid of making mistakes, which may also boost their creativity. This is not a statement on the acceptability of drinking alcohol. That is a whole other topic. What I am saying is Jesus being accused of being a drunk reveals how intuitive, creative, and wise He was. Yes, Jesus was criticized for hanging out at parties and associating with the wrong crowd. Even though we don't know exactly how Jesus acted in those settings, I can't imagine that drunkards and prostitutes would gather around Him if He were a lifeless prude or a moral policeman. I believe Jesus desires to open our eyes to see Him in new ways so we can become more like Him. Our greatest strength is to come into the likeness of the Son. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.